Hey, Ahmed Aleph. We're up to just underneath the Mishnah, three lines down. Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya, Chazye L'Sihira. He saw the moon. To have a koi, Batafra, in the morning time, he saw the moon, which was the old moon. Ba'esim V'Teisha, and it was the 29th of Elul. And he wanted to make that, they wanted to make the next day Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. So the problem is, there's that the old moon is hanging around over there. So we need the old moon to go. So he obviously you've got to do your shadlus. Shokol, he picked up a piece of collar, clod of dirt, and posak, and he threw it to bay. And he said to it, Omer to the sun, Le'orsa in the evening, but Inan, we want, the Kedushe wants to sanctify Bach, you, meaning in your new self. Yeah, Va'at, Kaimus Hacha, and you're standing over here. Zil ichsi, go get covered. Okay, so Amalei Rebbe, the Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe said to Rebbe Chiya, "Go, Zil, go to the Ein Tov, go to this place of Ein Tov, and Kadshe Leyurcha, sanctify over there." Right, Rashi explains that because people maybe saw the old moon here and it was getting a bit close and they wouldn't like it, so or perhaps they weren't allowed to Mekadesh in that place for whatever reason, so. And Rebbe said to Rebbe Chiya, "V'sholach li simna, send me a sign that you've sanctified it." And David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom, which is David Melech is an imshel to the Levona, and that would indicate that you sanctified it. Tana Rabban, then we've got Brisa. Pamachas, once upon a time, Niskoshru Shemayim Ba'ovim, the heavens were covered in clouds. V'nireis Demus Levona, and there was. Appeared the image of the like of the moon, but as in the Tisha on the 29th of the month, which is a little bit early, the Chodesh. Because Svurim, they thought Ha'om Luma Rosh Chodesh. It was Rosh Chodesh, a bikshu based in Lakacha, and they wanted to sanctify it. Okay, so Omer Lahem, Rabbi Gamliel said to them, "We're in the Chofei Ahmed Aleph and the wide section, like halfway through." Yeah, Amar Lahem, Rabban Gamliel said, "Kach mukublani." This I've got a transmission, a tradition. Mi base Avi Abba from the father of my father's house. Ein chidusha shalavona. The new moon can't come. Pachusa less than mi esri v'tisha yom u'mechza 29.5 days. V'shnei shlishi shah and 2/3 of an hour. V'ayin gimel cholokim and 73 cholokim. So for Oiso Yom, okay. So basically, he's saying it can't be. For Oiso Yom, it happens to be that day, Mesa Imo Shel Ben Zoza, the mother of Ben Zoza, happened to die. The Hispida Ram Gamliel Hesped Godly made a big fuss about a Hesped, right? Lom Neshul Yulikach. Not that she was really befitting. Maybe she was a tzedekas, but not that great a tzedekas. Ella, the reason he was doing it, people should know, on the people, Shalom Kidshu based in Esa Chodesh. They didn't sanctify based in Esa Chodesh because you're not allowed to do, basically, on Rosh Chodesh, big Hesbedim. Okay. Halach Rebbe Akiva, a Motsoi. Okay, Meitzah of Chulei. So the Gemara asked, which kind of, Ibai Lahu, me Meitzah, who was in pain, on Tzah. So, Rabbi Akiva Meitzah, was it Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yeshua Meitzah? Was it Rabbi Yeshua? So, Toshma, we got a Brisa. I'm just going to prove this. Tatanya, Vaholach Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva went and Motzah Rabbi Yeshua. Because you Meitzah. They said that Rabbi Yeshua was in pain from this event. Amala, Rabbi. So, Rabbi Akiva said to him, Rabbi, Bibneima, Atom Meitzah. Why are you upset? What's wrong? So, Amala, he said, Akiva. It's roi loi or li sheyipol lamita yud beis chodesh, and rather be sick for a whole year bedridden. V'al yigzor alav, and he shouldn't have this gezeira zu upon him, because he really didn't want to mechalal yom kippur. So amalei Rebbe. So Rebbe Kiva said to him, Tarsheni, allow me lo milufanecha to say before you dover echad shalim b'tani something that you taught me. So amalo amor say. So Amaloi Harei Oimer, it says Oisom Oisom Oisom, but it's like basically Atem Atem Etem. Yeah, give him pot on him. There's a Yitzor over here. Atem Vafilu Shogin. If you fix it, even if you made a mistake, it's okay. at A Feel Amazing, and Evie did it on purpose. This, right? It's also at A Feel Mutton. Even if you're if you made a mistake, you know, even if you were misled by other people. So basically what's done is done. It's okay, you don't have to worry about it. So Beloshen Adair Omoloi, he said to him, Rabbi Shua said to him, Akiva Nichamtani Nichamtani, you've consoled me, surely consoled me. Bar Loi Eitzel Rabbi Doisa Ben Hochanas V'chule. So he also, Rabbi Shua met also his another person who agreed with him, Tara Rabbanon Lama Lo Nisparshu Shemoisom Shel Zakenim Hallelu. Why didn't it say the names of the seventh Zakenim? Yeah, Shelo Yoim, a person shouldn't say, Adam Ploini Ke Moshe V'Aaron. Is that judge like Moshe V'Aaron? Obviously not. Ploini Ke Nadav Avihu? No, obviously not. Yeah, Ploini Ke Eldad Medad? Obviously not. So Oimer. So, but then he's going to say, he can't say, yeah, well, is he like the 70 Zakenim? Maybe yes. Because they didn't say the name, so maybe he was. So, Oimer, another proof, second number two, that you should listen to those, what the Dainim say. Yeah, it says, Oimer Shmuel, it says Shmuel, Ella Om, Hashem Asher Oso Es Moshe. Hashem basically brought for you leaders like Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Akoyin, where there was Nissen done out through them. Ve'oimer ve'yishlach Hashem es Yubal. We can explain who he is. Ve'es Badan, ve'es Yiftach, ve'es Shmuel. Okay, there's six people over here. So who's Yubal? Ze Gidon. Gidon was one of the shoftim. Ve'lama nikra shmo Yubal. Why was he called Yubal? Because she'osam ariva. Because he had a fight with a Baal and won, destroyed his father's altar. Badan, that's ze Shimshon. Ve'lama nikra shmo Badan. Why is he called Badan? To osim Madan, that he came from Dan. Yiftach is Kamash Ma'oi, because Yiftach. V'oima, and it equates them to, well, a posikin to Hillim, it says Moshe V'Aaron, the Kohenav, Moshe V'Aaron with the Kohenim, and Shmuel B'Kori Shmoi, and Shmuel called out, and it basically equates them all together. So Shokol Akos of Shlosh Shekali Oilom, three lightweight relatively, to Kishlosh Chomori Oilom, to the big, the heavyweight spiritually. Yeah, loy melachot, to tell you, Ruba'al Baduroi is Kemoshe Baduroi. Basically, the person in the generation, the leader of the generation, has a special siyata d'shmaya, and he's great. Badan Baduroi is like Aaron Baduroi. And also Yiftach Baduroi is like Shmuel Baduroi. Lil Modchot, to tell you, Shefilu Kal Shebekolim, even if somebody, a lightweight guy, yeah, is not so whatever Choshuv is, but is, however, is Nismona, who's appointed as a pioneer on the seaboard, as a leader on the seaboard, Harehu Ka'ovi Shabirim. He becomes like a mighty of the mighty. Okay, another third proof for Oima Uvasa Ela Koinim Halavim. You should come to the Koinim Halavim, Ve'ela Shoifate, and unto the judge, Asher Yebi Omimahim, which will be in those days. Comments the Brisa. V'chital al daitcha. Would you think she'adam hoylich etzel hadayin shelo hay biyomav, that a person is going to go to the dayin that wasn't in his days? So what's he coming to tell you? Ha ein lecha leilech elo etzel shuv shuvim mecha. You should go to the shofet which is in your days. You should listen to him, because he's that's the current shofet, and that's your job. You listen to him. V'oimer, and don't say al toimar. I remember Yomim Arishonim, those good old days. Yeah, Hayu Toivim Me'eli were better in these days, and the Gdolim we used to have. Oh, these people nowadays, don't say that. Okay, now, Notel Makloi. Rabbi Shua took his stick and his money. Yeah, but Yadoi. Okay, Tara Rabbanon. Kivan Shira'a Oisoi. Sin as Ram Gamaliel saw Rabbi Yeshua. So he got up from his chair, the Noshkoi Al Roisho, and he kissed him on his head. Amalo, he said, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Batalmidi. Welcome, we give him a shalom to, right, he's going to explain. Rebbe, why do you call him Rebbe? Shlimad Tani Torah Barabim. You taught me Torah Barabim. Batalmidi, why you call me, why are you a Talmid? Sha'ani Goizeh Alecha Gezerah. I make a Gezerah upon you. And you just accept it like a Talmud, even though you may be greater than me, but you just accept it. Ashrei, happy is the generation, adore Shigdoilim, that the great people, Nishmoim Liktanim, listen to the people who have lesser stature than them. Kal v'choyma, all the more so, Ketanim Ligdoilim, that Ketanim should listen to people of greater stature than them. Says the Gemara, Kal v'choyma, what do you mean, Kal v'choyma, that the Ketanim should listen to the Gdoilim? It's a chiyuvahu, it's just not, you're obligated, right? What do you mean? Okay, so Ella. No, this you have to fix the brisa. Mitoch shegdoilim nishmam lichtanim. Seen as the gdoilim, you even listen to people of smaller stature than them if it's the right thing. So nois and ketanim kal v'choim batzman. The ketanim are going to make kal v'choim and say if they listen to the to them, for all the more so we should listen to them. Leinada hadron aloch ein amakirin. Okay, we'll stop here.